Okay.
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 Take notes this time, I guess.
What?
I'll take notes this time. Actually, I guess the first thing I just sort of did a really sort of brief version of what we have to do.
Very interesting stuff at the meeting.
Actually, for that, I was just copying the one straight out of the other document, so it's all, whatever, inaccurate. Then.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I see that's fine.
Is it?
Oh,
sure. I'm not sure if we need the outline of the prototype. I mean, what we're going to put into that?
Well, just sort of. Well, the thing is, yeah, we're going to be touching on all that during the other part. For the
progress. Yeah, because I mean, that's basically what we're doing here, isn't it? The whole.
Yeah. Well, it was just something that he had mentioned in the previous, like just to sort of have a prototype together and sort of just saying that, you know, we could potentially do that. And
yeah, we could.
It's not something we have to.
This could be just some, if we just describe some screenshots or something.
Yeah, sure. Like the thing is, I was thinking even in the stuff that I was doing, I mean, just throw the screenshots in there when you talk about what you're doing.
Yeah, you can either have, or we can just ignore that.
I have that at the very end, screenshots, but that didn't show up on this page, so I didn't realize. So.
Yeah, you can either have, yeah, it says screenshot there and stuff. You can have screenshots by the thing, each one, or have just a bunch of them in one section.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, so this is just very general structure. I guess from this, we can just pop in our little blurbs and
yeah. And, I've written the topic segmentation one.
Right, cool. So I don't know if there's other stuff that you think should be done to this, I could do that before I meet with you guys. Otherwise.
Yeah.
Did someone else want to throw it together? Actually, I can probably still throw it together if you want. Put your parts into this one.
I think Penelope should do it.
Perfectionist.
Yes.
Let's just cut out the middle man.
Yeah, exactly. You're not going to tell us you got it wrong anyway.
And I'm being like,
I don't really know.
I don't speak of English. I mean, it's up to you if you want to keep going with that. I'm happy to do some as well. I have lots of time tonight. We'll send it to you and you can do the file revision.
Yeah. I'll look at it like when my usual working hours are like from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock or something.
So I know, you're always online. It always makes me feel bad because when I go to bed at like 1, you're still online. You never go to bed.
Sleep.
Or just leave your computer on, maybe.
Yeah, you pretend. Always busy.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So maybe.
But I'm never online in the morning, so.
Yeah.
I noticed that. No one is. Right.
So.
Okay. So I'll send it off to you. And then.
Yeah, do what you want to do first, and then I'll
sabotage it.
And I'll send it out to you again.
Was there anything else we wanted to add to the timeline? I mean, essentially, was what, like?
Yeah.
You can't see it right there. Here's the old one.
Oh, there's more.
Well, that's the original one.
Oh, this is the one that. Okay.
Yeah, it's just copied straight out.
Probably want to think about if we want to change our goals and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think it. One thing that we could probably skip totally is the removing things from the audio file.
That's what I thought as well. I mean, do we are we actually going to attempt that?
No.
I don't think so either.
Too big.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be, we don't even know how to approach that.
It's a good thing to have to say we could, what we could have done if we had more time. Good future work thing, isn't it? To get a conclusion.
Yeah.
The final report. Should have we had more time?
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Unless we discover some sort of time warp thing.
That's definitely one thing.
So maybe, I mean, we should definitely, well, we could probably not put it under this heading, but put it under changes since the initial specification.
Yeah.
And say, we decided the time is too short.
Or we found there are more important things to do with our time than to worry about.
We prefer to concentrate on the main. And I think we should probably comment explicitly on the milestones here as well and say we managed to do
some of them were a bit later.
Yeah, we could have a section.
Like, we have a developed prototype GUI, we managed that nicely.
Best file on target or something.
More
or less.
Yeah,
pretty good. Plus or minus 3 days.
He doesn't have to know exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not finished, but.
So I've only got 6 days to do the topic segment.
You don't have any SPNLP assignments, do you?
And you can say, we're still aiming for the development to be complete in March 8th or something.
Speaking of characterization, it's supposed to be done already.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 2 days ago.
For one of those, something that you want to change and delete from our list of expectations?
Give me a week and I'll tell you the answer.
Should we put a hint that something like that might happen into the document?
Maybe the speaker characterization may get slimmer.
Yeah. Okay. That's right. I really want to do it. It's not going to be difficult. If at least have all the information pop up that is already in the metadata file.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's going to be work.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
So it's definitely going to be something.
We might make it disappear, but we might thin it down a bit. But we might not. You never know. We might have time.
They might turn out easier than thought.
The topic segmentation with LC Sagan textiles basically done, just needs to be done.
Tuned?
Tuned. Search of the parameter space, man, or something. See what happens.
Yeah, sounds good. We should probably do another responsibility of packages as well. That's what he hinted, that we should also indicate who's responsible for what from now on. Yeah.
Well, I could probably just copy that straight over the other one as well.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's essentially the same as it was. More detail, specifically.
Well, you could put,
What if we're skipping the audio one, and then things are easier?
We just keep it together on the the paper.
Have you taken any more of a look at it?
And just see what?
Have you taken any more of a look at it?
Okay.
You could probably. I don't know if we'll have time to look at that before tomorrow.
Yeah, we could just make it up.
So,
I'll claim one, you claim the other for the search things, and then we could leave that one as a joint one.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Have you managed any further on the search thing?
I found finally today something that I can build it in, and it, I should have something for tomorrow. I should, at the very least, have a GUI, and I'll be wiring that in hopefully tomorrow morning. So I want to get something. I want to see this. I want to get it together. I have an image in my mind. And I just want to see it on the thing, and then give me a screenshot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My intent is to work on things tomorrow a bit more as well. So I don't know if we send it in the afternoon. Well, maybe I can add a few sentences to what I'm done.
Well, it doesn't really matter. I mean, you can write the sentences first as well. I mean, with the intention that this is done.
Yeah, it's done.
And also,
it's done.
Sometimes it's a bit of a motivating factor, too. I mean, you write down the words and the ideas, and say, oh, okay, we'll do this. All falls together.
How about the underlying data for it, for the inverted file? How's that coming along?
Well, I still like struggling with Java stuff. I think I was wondering about that is, I haven't looked at it so much, but if in case know how we could do that, like from the extract words that you did, like also in extract timestamps and...
Easy, yeah. Just
is it?
Yeah, we just, when he pulls up the segments, part of that, one of the attributes, if you do get attributes, call the method get attributes, it returns a list of attributes, search through those, and then just you can, that will tell you what attributes it's got.
Okay.
And then you can do it automatically, or you can just hard code and say, look, get me the timestamps. So you just say, get attribute and put, I think the method's called get attribute, and it's called start time and end time.
Okay.
And that'll tell you the start times and end times.
Okay.
I think it returns a double.
Okay. And then I can just put it in some.
Yeah, that's on the non-write element.
What on the?
The object is a non-write element, I think.
Okay.
That should tell you
where. Yeah, I'll take a look at that.
So, is there? Have you made another end browser? Is there something that
There is, but I haven't made a lot of changes to it, so I might just delete what I've done and copy it in from yours, because I'm sure you've probably made some changes already.
Not since you looked at it last.
No, since Friday. No. Okay.
But I thought you said tonight. That's
okay. All right. I see. Okay. I thought you said that you had written some things that maybe have caused some bugs and that you were going to fix those on the weekend or something.
No.
Okay.
After the weekend.
Weekend is out. Okay, cool. Yeah, so although there's stuff out there that... Actually, I'm going to try and minimize the amount of changes I make to mBrowser anyways. Shouldn't be an issue. Actually, just to clarify, last week when we were talking about our search results, like if we have topics as well as transcripts as well as summaries, do we want separate result panes for each of those, or do we want them all in one pane with like an icon or a different color or something to indicate what type of result they are, so that when they click on that, it's going to go to the relevant thing? Like just if they check all three, say, topics, summary, have three different windows come up? Or three, like sub
Well, at
sub
the moment, is there sort of at the moment, is there a window that comes up, or is that a second result pane, or is there, does the window get larger?
I thought what we started to discuss last week was to have it sort of on the same window. So it'll be on the search window, the bottom half of the search window. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we still want to keep it that way, but that's what I was going to be working with. So it's just like you click those and it just loads up, splits that thing into two or three or whatever it is. One, two, or three, depending on which ones you check. And then, so if we want to do it that way, like it probably doesn't matter too much. Just trying to think if there's going to be any other issues down the road.
You confused me. Do you have three separate windows for the three separate different types of results?
No, just panes, just result panes.
Okay, not three different.
No. Right. So it's just when we click, topics and summaries for what we want to search, then we'll there'll be two result panes.
Yeah.
So for one for topics, one for. I don't know, really tabs.
Yeah, I quite like the idea of tab.
But then you can't see all of them at the same time.
But you wouldn't want to compare the result, one topic result with one summary result.
Well, but the thing is, if you check them both, you want to see all the results.
If you get results for the same meeting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so the summary and the topic and the transcript.
That's true.
So, Or we could just put them all into one result pane.
Yeah.
On that same window.
I mean, we could order them by meeting, for example.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I guess that was the other thing, whether we want to have this reorder by
cards. Yeah, well, I mean, that's the second step. The first question is, do we want to order them? How do we want to order them in the first place?
Yeah. I think, yeah, probably by meeting makes most sense. I mean, essentially they're temp, you know, in time order. So, yeah, that kind of makes most sense.
Yeah, maybe we should do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Should be an easy, I don't know, it should be fairly easy, I guess.
Yeah, why don't you just color code those?
Yeah.
The results to.
Thinking sometimes in a case like that, like I've run across in other languages, just that it's hard to tell what kind of object it was originally once it's put into like a list box or something. It's hard to tell whether it was a transcript or whatever. And then if we're highlighting something in the transcript window, it may be difficult to get that information back once it's just in a list box, an item in a list box. Whereas if it's coming from
if you do it straight from you get the result and then there's some if statement saying straight on the rock bottom level saying if you found a segment then color it, print it in red or whatever.
It's just like from past experience there's goofy little things that happen and just doesn't let you save certain things and it just kind of. Trying to go to a different window. So if you want to go to the actual highlight the transcript or highlight the topic, at that point, that's sort of where it starts getting a little bit tricky because you're working with an event handler within the one panel or list box or whatever it is. There are ways around it, but whether I'll be able to figure something out like
actions.
That before tomorrow, or delegates or whatever.
At the moment it works. It works with highlighting in the transcript window, doesn't it? So.
I think he was saying that as long as we implement that interface, it should work with anything that we do, like highlighting. I think that was who was saying that.
What do you mean it should work with anything?
Wasn't Jonathan saying something about that? I think it was just like as long as we implement one of these interfaces for this particular type of window, we should be able to have that highlighting. Happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean the whole what fills the transcription box and all of these boxes is a special sort of pane made by Knight. So I'm not sure what it's called now. I don't know what it's called. And that comes with a whole load of highlighting extras as well, as I said, if you left click on something, for example, it highlights automatically.
Okay.
So maybe it comes with something.
Okay, maybe I should. Maybe I should use that as well.
It's called a night text pane or something.
No,
is it?
I'm sure there's a lot of pane in it.
Non-text area.
Mostly called non. Yeah. Why? What's
non
anyway?
Night object model. Night object model, I think. That's what I mean.
But the removing the disfluencies, have you done anything with that yet? Because I was wondering how we're gonna write it back to HTML. I mean XML. If we did the processing, writing it back to XML.
I thought we were just going to have that as words, like not as XML, just sort of
as a blob of text.
What was that then?
Text file.
Well, transcript. No, because then we need all the other data if we want to keep it a transcript.
It will very much limit what you can do with it if it's not in XML.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
There is some bizarre method that puts things back into XML format.
Why do we want it in XML though? I mean, I thought we'd just selectively write
the XML that we've got. So as opposed to...
Oh, select what we want, just take bits of the XML, take certain segments.
Only print out certain segments, the segments that we want, just selectively. At the moment it prints out all of them.
We'll just
put an if loop in it that leaves out some certain of the segments. Print statements. Not store it at all whatsoever.
Okay. That will mean that you can only do things on because you can do things on word level. So yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, if we're gonna do the XML, then fine.
We're not gonna do much more than just look at the text will remove these fluencies, because we're not gonna search it and we're not gonna listen to it. Since we're not doing the audio thing.
So
I guess just displaying it is
you don't really need to do much more with it.
But I think it's how would we display that? If we do take these fluencies out and just create a text file, take the fluencies out of the text file.
It would just be a blurb, like a summary. Yeah. It won't look like, it won't say speaker X says this, speaker Y says that, speaker Z says that.
Unless we extract that out of the file when we create the text file.
Yeah, then it will look ugly probably, because it will look just black and white.
That's true.
Unless you want it dark color.
It's probably the best thing, as you said.
I don't think it's going to take long to produce anyway. It's just another. These meetings are not endlessly long. It's just words, and to print all of them out selectively.
It does it on the fly anyway, doesn't it? So.
Yeah.
So then it just goes through and says that this word equals that print. Just a bunch of if statements.
You could nearly do it together with the. The transcription, with the original transcription, have them run parallel. So if certain, if it's a proper word, print it on both panes, and if it's not a proper word, then print it only on one. But I mean, that's fancy, but.
Probably could actually. That's probably not more difficult. You just need to fatten the code out a bit.
Yeah. The good way of doing it, not together, is that if someone doesn't want to look at the CHOP file, then you don't ever have to produce it. We can write something like we'll try and do it on the fly and observe if it's going to take too long. If it's going to take too long, we'll think about writing it to a file.
They're just if statements, weren't they?
I was just thinking that it's probably been used like XSLT to kind of just transform it and flip it into.
What's that?
Just transforms style shape down XML.
Oh, right.
Style shape. And then it's kind of like there's usually things built in to, it should be built into Java, to process XML into. It just creates whatever file it's going to be in. It's been a couple of years since I've looked into anything like this, but that might even be an easier way. And then that way we could even pre-process that beforehand. I don't know. We don't want to have to do that, right?
I wouldn't want to have to put it back into XML with Java. Even trying to read it in XML with Java was complicated enough.
Uh-huh.
I gave up doing that
completely. Oh, really?
Devolved back to Knight stuff, because it was much easier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can do it with Knight stuff, do it with Knight stuff, I think. Otherwise, it can always. Java, trying to do it, it was just so complicated. It was ridiculous.
I
couldn't believe it. You have to start defining object models like the Knight thing and getting all bizarre,
insane,
weird things like that. Mad.
Actually, I was thinking I might try and talk to, was it Jonathan and Gene? Just to see what system they use to develop this stuff. Because it would be nice to have all the tools there and just have the object model and just kind of plug and play with everything and just to actually use the system, at a higher level rather than kind of, playing around with a little bit of code and modifying their code and doing this and that. Be nice to just sort of see what they're doing, so I might try and contact them, see if there's any other hints they could give us, just to get things moving at a higher level. I guess things would be more interesting to use it as a real developer would. It just seems like a little tinkering here and there, just adding a couple things.
That's what programming is all about, I'm afraid.
No, it shouldn't be. No, it should be higher level. It should be conceptual and, you know, coming up with the brilliant ideas and then just, you know, bringing those to reality.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Just to hire
people. Well, I mean, yeah, why don't you put both of those ideas into that paragraph and say you'll have a look at both or something, if you want to do it. I personally don't want to mess with writing files or anything at the moment. I want to do it superficially.
Like the thing that I was thinking there as well is that once it's done for, you know, one meeting, it's done.
Yeah.
It's there. It's a file, text file or XML or whatever it is. But, you know, just, I don't know. It doesn't make any difference really either way to me. It's like, if it's fast enough on the fly, then sure. That's about the only issue I have with on the fly, whether it's fast enough.
Yeah.
Especially with Java and all this other crap. If it's loading the file, then doing all the rest and processing.
Well, it has already loaded anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's after it's loaded.
Yeah.
It's just a for loop, really. It's really fine, yeah.
Whether it runs out of memory.
Yeah.
So should we all write a letter or two about future work as well?
Yeah, I'm thinking of future work in my own section, but I just said, what I've done so far and what I'm going to do.
Yeah, well, maybe
and some issues. Right.
Maybe you could split that up.
Like into each.
Yeah, like here is what we've done already, and then, you know,
you might lose a bit of continuity if you do that. Though, that's what I was thinking. Sometimes it's easier to have the topic in its own intersections, you know what I mean? So you talk about three characters and see what you
think. That does make sense, but maybe at the end, maybe just a point form of, you know, things that we're still working on, things
goals
that
we'll do. Or something.
Yeah,
something.
Yeah, that's
bullet,
right.
Bullet points.
Yeah, maybe.
Because if you have a discursive thing here and then another discursive thing here, they're not together, you lose a lot of the continuity, I think.
Sounds good. Anyone want to talk about? We'll have sleep,
won't we? Yeah.
Burnt out.
Fun.
Maybe
asleep. Yeah.
So we're all still writing our summary, sending them to you. You send it on.
Or she'll just take. She can take it from you. Doesn't matter. Or do you want to? Or no?
What?
Okay, I can, sure, if you want to send them to me.
I don't know. It doesn't matter to me either.
Actually, that's a good idea. I'll take one quick look over, try and get it as good as I think that way.
Yeah.
You stick it together and she'll shine it.
Yeah.
And then send it on to us so that we can nod.
Purely a formality.
Yeah. And correct back any, things that I thought was wrong in English or whatever. It's like, no.
Okay, we're changing dialogue back. I love you.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
I haven't used my pen.
Oh.
But I've written like four lines.
Okay.
Yeah, 12:30 tomorrow with
Steve.
Oh, God. Good job you reminded me.
That's right, tomorrow.
Yeah.
I was going to have a line.
I don't know.
12:30 is all right, yeah. How much of a line do you have?